Hey, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout, and this is Student Showcase, where we uncover the hidden gems around the Dominican campus. I have two guests with me here today. What a treat. And you may have heard them at Soul Candy. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Annabelle McGinnis.
I'm Kofi Asare-Boaje.
Yeah, you guys can speak up a little bit. No need to be so shy. Come on. Come
up. I'm like right up against this thing. I don't know.
That's how it is. You got to feel like you're about to make out with these things. It's got to be real close. Smell them. Get a good taste of everyone who's already been near that microphone. Only a little bit of herpes, I swear. So you guys want to tell me, what's the name of your guys' band?
Couch City Function.
And you want to tell me how you came up with that?
It's actually an inside joke, sort of.
So I can't know it?
I mean, no, you can know.
Like, you guys one can night, get the inside scoop on our inside joke.
Yeah. One night we were just kind of goofing off and playing music and stuff. And there were people upstairs. Oh, we were recording, weren't we? We were trying to record.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people playing like music and like stomping around upstairs. So it was like ruining the recording. And we were just like, oh no, fun is bad. Like, that does not compute. That does not function. And then we've kind of mixed that up with this other inside joke because Annabelle, you used to have like one more couch, didn't you?
We had a huge, like, ridiculous amount of couches in our living room. And so we called it Couch City. And was like the place that we were hanging out in.
It's also kind of a joke because I kind of like, at that point in my life, I was kind of living in Couch City. So
yeah, and so Couch City Function, because basically at the end of that, we were like, fun. Fun does not compute. Fun takes the fun out of function.
I really like that. That's actually a really great story, dear. So your band, I never actually wondered where it came from. I was like, they're just weird. That's probably what
they're doing. Yeah, it's also just arbitrary. Like,
what kind of genre do you guys consider yourself?
Oh, man. Okay.
I bet you have some weird difficult made-up genre.
Yeah, no, we don't have a made-up genre. I was actually having a conversation about this with my dad this weekend. He's like, you have to put it into a category for people to digest it, but it's difficult because we don't really have a sound solidified yet. So,
hey, I think it's cool.
Things that we're inspired by, I'm inspired by folk and jazz and blues and rock music and I don't know.
I kind of get that from your voice. Whenever I hear you, it's just so jazzy and cool sounding. It doesn't sound like new pop music. You know when you're listening to some folksy rock song and there's always that girl who comes in as a duet and she always has the same voice?
It's really nasally.
Yeah, I don't like it, but it's always, it sounds like it's the same girl. I'm pretty sure it's the same girl in every song.
Probably is. There's probably only one famous person, and then they just bring out all sorts of other people to like be faces, but really it's just one person.
Now,
it's actually a robot.
And what do you think is your inspiration, Kofi?
Oh, man. I think, like, everything ever.
Everything ever.
It's so
anything
true.
Anything that's ever been a sound has been an inspiration. And, like, that's kind of a joke, but also not, really.
No, I mean, I've heard you rap, and I've heard you do your band stuff. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. I'd say Stevie Wonder is huge for me. Like,
oh, have you ever heard his cover of We Can Work It Out by the Beatles?
Yes, I have.
I live off of that. Mm-hmm. I think I listen to it every morning, like a medication.
It's like your wake-up song.
I need it.
Everyone has one of those.
Yeah, and mine is We Can Work This Out, done by Stevie Wonder only.
Yeah.
The Beatles, that's a great song.
It is good, but like he makes it super funky.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who doesn't love Superstition? Where I Wish. We play I Wish in jazz band. That's pretty intense.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Lucky.
So, you guys want to tell me, what are your majors, and what years are you guys here?
We're both, for all intents and purposes, seniors here. I'm doubling in art history and psychology.
Are you? And what made you choose that?
Honestly, it was just two things that are timeless and that I enjoyed as a freshman. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I still kind of don't know what I want to do, like, for life, but
this isn't real life yet.
Yeah, exactly. So I just chose things that I was interested in and that I knew were timeless, so that in case I wanted to change my mind later in life, it would still be something valuable to learn about.
Hey,
and yeah, and I knew I liked art, so I took a minor in art as well and just drew around and learned some stuff.
It shows pretty easy here to like minor in things and have double majors and crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of why you go to private as opposed to a state school. State schools are much more like affordable, but here you can kind of
do anything you want to do.
Yeah.
It's kind of great. And what about you, Kofi? What's your major?
I'm a psych major. That's actually how, I think that's how I met you.
Is it?
Actually, no, it isn't.
I feel like you just like
we actually haven't had a class together until this last semester. So actually, no. That isn't how
oh, that was
met.
Really wrong.
Yeah, no, it was unfair. We were like, we're the same major and the same person.
You
how
tried to make it a
happening?
Cool story, and then you just
no, I thought, no, I honestly thought that was how we met for a second, and then I was just like, nope, I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't really actually remember how we met. I just remember the first time that we played music together. That was awesome.
And that's all that matters.
Exactly. That was
that's
when we like
so
met,
much fun.
Met. Actually, one of the first times that we chilled together, the first time the two of us chilled together, we went to the Bluegrass Festival.
Wait, there's one of those around here?
Yeah, Hardly Strictly in San Francisco.
Nice.
It's free, too.
Has that happened yet this year?
It's happening. It happens toward
summer.
The end of the year,
like,
right?
It's like, darn. I think it's August or September-ish.
Yeah.
Well, darn. Well, I'll be here for school. Maybe I'll check it out. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
What definitely made you end up deciding to come here, Annabelle? Where are you from?
This is also a difficult question. We're kind of mutts. Kofi and I have moved around
a
lot.
Oh, I'm asking you.
No, it's true.
I'm looking at you.
I'll
look at Kofi later. Don't worry.
But, well, yeah, in case you should decide to get to him with this question as well.
Don't spoil it for him.
A lot of times, but predominantly Santa Cruz, most recently LA and New York area.
Oh, that's cool. When did you come to Dominican?
My freshman year.
You came your freshman year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and what made you choose it, though?
It's small. It's close to San Francisco. I really like the energy of the people here. It's, I don't know. There's like an emphasis on the environment, on local, on, art, music. There's a good creative scene here, but, also it was a place that I could kind of get away from the city. I'd been living in Los Angeles and I was sick of
I don't really like LA that much. It's a nice visiting place, but I could not live there.
It's kind of how we feel. We're about to be moving down to LA after this, actually.
Oh, my God.
No, it's okay.
Good luck. Good luck. It's hot there.
There's a lot of traffic. There's so much traffic. And it's
all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know where anyone's going. I'm assuming they're all going to Disneyland, but I could be wrong. And Kofi, where are you from?
Yeah. So she was trying to warn you because I'm also from everywhere.
Yeah, I know, but that's okay.
Yeah, we just moved all across the United States, East Coast and West Coast. I will say that the Bay Area is like the best place in the world.
What about Seattle?
That you see, it's tough. It's tough. It's close, but I feel like I'd rather be in the Bay. Like I'll come back to the Bay always.
I'm going to disagree with you there.
I'll stay in Seattle like every 6 months.
Fans leaving the station.
That's okay. I guess. Yeah. Nah. I thought he was from Seattle, so.
Oh, yeah. Well,
hey,
whatever.
Seahawks
6 years.
Seahawks forever. Yeah.
Okay, at some point, you were from Seattle. And yes, Seahawks forever. And how did you end up choosing Dominican?
Well, I was looking around at different private schools around here. What was that other one? St. Mary's. And
good thing you went here. Can we make fun of St. Mary's?
What's the other one? NDNU. I was looking at those. And when I came here, it just felt like really homey. Like, as soon as I came in, I was just like, oh, I'm going to live here. Mm-hmm. Like, no doubt about it.
Yeah, there was a deer in my parking spot, and I was like, yes, I'm definitely going to go to this school.
Sometimes I look out this window, and there's a mama deer and its baby deer just right there.
Right.
Yeah, they're just staring at you.
No, sometimes. Not always.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Give it a look.
Are they there? No, okay, you got my hopes up. Wow.
Yeah,
we also have this kid, Julian, who's sitting in here. He doesn't feel like talking, but he fooled us and made us think there was a deer out there. I guess we'll never trust him again.
Yeah, I guess we'll also never know where that deer went.
They come back. Mm. They're always there. Mm. I think they live under that tree.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, we're lucky and see a bunny, too.
I do. They're not bunnies. They're hares.
Oh,
they're huge.
Hares.
Those jackalopes.
Jackalopes.
Wait,
they're ready to do it.
It's not a bunny and a hare. They're different things.
Yeah, bunnies are like the cute little ones, and hares are gigantic. They're like half bunny, half wolf.
Hares are like, I'm going to knock you out.
Mama going to knock you out. Yeah, that is a hare. They're like Kangaroo Jack, but in rabbit form.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Can you think about that for me? Like the talking Kangaroo Jack.
Mm.
They're only muscle under that fur.
They're scary.
It's all muscle all the time.
I'm not sure I want to hang out with them.
No, you don't.
You don't want to have a hair scare.
Oh, God. We're going to pretend you didn't say that. Do you have any favorite teachers here, Annabelle? I'm looking at
you. Oh, that's difficult. I have a lot of faculty who inspire me and who are awesome people. I came here because of Lynn Sondag, the chair of the art department. Leslie Ross is amazing and inspiring. Heidi Creighton, they're all in the art departments.
Right. I think I've met one of them.
Yeah. With Lynn, maybe?
I think so.
She's out there. She, like, isn't a little bit more
I was in the Vision Quest class, and so they had us meet with heads of each department.
Oh, okay.
So we met someone in the art department.
Cool. It was probably
blonde. She had
like
us make
blonde.
These folding books. Yeah, she was, like, young.
Yeah, she, well... Yeah.
Younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in the psych department, everyone's cool in both departments. It's super difficult to
It's
make
hard.
That call, but I have
Leanne,
a great
Afshin.
Yeah, Leanne's my advisor. Afshin is my thesis advisor, and he's awesome. Yeah, I can't pick favorites,
that's okay.
But yeah, there's some good ones.
No need. And what about you, Kofi? Do you have favorites?
Yeah. Shepherd Bliss from the writing department or English department. He's really great. Gosh, who else? Judy Hlebsky, mm-hmm. also from English. I was just saying Leanne, and Afshin, yeah.
That's pretty exciting. Well, we're going to take a quick break just because we can. And when we come back, I'm just going to continue asking you questions. Or if you want, we can play a song. Do you guys want to play a song?
Let's play a song.
You guys want to play a song? They're going to play us a song after we come back from this break. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Student Showcase. This is DJ Scout.
So very ordinary girl or name, but who's to blame for a love that wouldn't bloom, for the hearts that never played in tune, like a lovely melody that everyone can sing. Take away the words that rhyme, it doesn't mean a thing. And Aubrey was her name. We tripped the light and danced together to the moon. But where was June? Absent or was listening too fast, catching all the words, but then the meaning going past. God, I miss the girl, and I'd go a thousand times around the world just to be closer to her than to me. And Aubrey was her name. I never knew her, but I loved her just the same. I loved her name. Wish that I had found the way and the reasons that would make her stay. I have learned to lead a life apart from all the rest. I can't have the one I want. I'll do without the best. How I miss the girl, and I'd go a million times around the world just to say she had been mine.
Thank you.
and welcome back to the Student Showcase with DJ Scout. And today we have Couch City Function with us. Hey, you guys want to say hello again?
Hello.
Hi.
You want to say hello louder?
Hello. Get up to you.
There you are. Woo.
Sound check.
Sound checks. All right, you want to make a noise on each of your little instruments so we can get a... Oh, that's pretty awesome. Are you? And it's coming through perfectly. That audio level is great.
It's not really fun. Is that better?
That's gonna be
Oh, let's make you a little louder. Try that again. Perfect. You're awesome.
All right, sweet.
All right.
Hello.
Great. All right, you guys.
Thanks.
All right, well, you guys want to introduce your song or whatever?
Yeah, this is the Birds Trill, and I think we should first actually introduce our new member of the band, Stanley. This is our little pocket piano, Stanley.
Stanley Stankmo. He's really awesome. He can sing.
Well, we found out that Kofi's microphone was also shut off, but I think we fixed it. Kofi, you want to?
Fantastic.
There
okay,
we are.
Now I can hear myself.
Now we are all here.
Kofi is
beautiful.
No longer silent. Good.
Well, this is Couch City Function, and I'm going to let them introduce their song and play you guys away.
All right, so here we have a song called A Bird's Trill. It's Annabelle on guitar and Kofi on little Stanley's pocket piano.
Solitude sounds a nuisance, but the buzz of the sun as the birds whistle hum. Their sweet melodies in these trees are torn in the breeze that brings me goosebumps. Stride on so the heart pumps. The thump, the thump. Solid stump is fine, resign, try to define the sweet tang of pine. Spine bends forward to the leaves, a quicksand surface for the trees. Trees.
That was fantastic. I love listening to you guys play. Every time you guys come to Soul Candy, I'm like, yes, it's the best part of Soul Candy right now.
Thank you so much.
Actually, though, when you guys aren't there, I think I cry a little bit.
For real? Are you just saying that just because we're on your show
now? No, that's a for real.
Oh.
I actually love your guys' music so much. And I'm probably going to go back and edit that and just put it in my iPod.
Thank you.
Yes. I mean, it's not like I put all of my podcasts on my iPod because I love to listen to myself talk.
Oh my God. Shade thrown at every other guest. Just then.
Ooh. Hey, no, you guys, that was phenomenal. And do you have other songs with this little pocket piano?
I'm sorry?
Do you have other songs with the pocket piano?
Not really yet. Well, I did write a little something, but it's not really done.
You wanna do it?
I could do it.
Yeah. I'd be cool if you did that.
All right.
Let's make sure everything's back on. Get that off currently. Let's turn the pocket piano back on. Let's hear it. Kofi, you want to introduce it to everybody?
This is an untitled song because I just started writing it the other day. I'm trying to remember what setting it's on. I think it's this one.
Probably stank mode.
It's always on stank mode. Everything I do is so unimportant. Oh crap. Don't even remember the words.
You tried.
That was an attempt. But I do not remember the words.
Now, where did you get this pocket piano?
The local Bananas at Large has all sorts of fun little devices.
I've never heard of this before, and I've never seen anything like it.
I hadn't either until I wandered in, and it was staring at me from across the way. And
was it like that scene in West Side Story where everything was blurry except for
everything
you?
Everything was blurry except for me and Stanley. Mm-hmm. And Stanley was like, Kofi, Kofi, I need you.
Nothings.
And I was like, bruh.
you're gonna be in my band.
I pulled up the guy at the thing. I was like, what is that? I need it right now. Like, I need to use it. Give me a battery. And he was like, yeah, here you go. So
it was love ever since.
I started playing with it, and I was just like, obviously I need it.
How exactly does it work?
So it has all sorts of awesome settings here. It starts out on the red setting, and that's just like a plain like sine wave noise.
It's super weird looking when you look at the screen. When you just play one note, it just holds and it's kind of weird looking.
Yeah.
See? It's a crazy thing. But how did you learn how to play? Was it just messing with it?
Yeah, essentially. And it's also like a piano.
Like a piano.
See, like,
yeah.
These are like the black keys and these are like the white keys.
Oh, I guess that's true.
So, and you know, you change settings and it'll do like different things. Like this one, it does little arpeggios. Yeah. Induces seizures. No, it gives.
That's the point of it.
It brings up little arpeggios only when you press like certain notes.
No, like it's actually the same noise that
and
they play.
And you can change the speed for seizure testing.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of those video games. Boop, 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 boop.
Exactly right. That's why it's so important because, like, she wants to do like guitar stuff, and really, I've always just wanted to make video game music.
Hey, I get it.
Yeah.
I play a lot of Tetris Attack. It's got the best video game music.
Yeah, and not only do I want to make video game music, but I want to make 80s video game music, and I want
to
sell it.
Just go back to the 80s.
Yep.
Hey, there are people who do that stuff, where they take current music and they make it into 80s video game music sounding.
Yeah, there's
some
there
people
a band?
Are good at it. Some people not so much.
What's that one band that does that?
I'm going to tell you, I don't know.
Well, you brought it up, so I
know.
I totally
brought it up, so I should know.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, you should.
I'm very sorry about that. But I think that thing adds a lot of extra sound to you guys, and it makes you super special. And I think that's
super
one of the
special.
Reasons I love you guys, because you're special.
Oh, thank you.
So I saw you came in with another instrument, Annabelle. What was that other instrument?
Mandolin.
And what was your? How did you learn the mandolin?
I used to play violin, and I stopped. I took a departure from music for a while, and then realized that I was stuck in dorms here at Dominican, actually, and wanted to start doing something musical again, but it would be really unfair to try to pick up a violin in these dorms.
And put everyone through that.
I put myself and everyone through that, like, during the first few phases. Even if you practice regularly, it doesn't sound great when you're, like, learning a new song. Mm-hmm. And it's super loud. So I was like, oh, this little quaint mandolin. It's the same tuning, and it's much quieter, much more discreet. But it's plucked or strummed like a guitar, so it was really strange for me at first. My hand was confused about what to do without a bow. So it was kind of a difficult transition at first. But
do you prefer it over the over the violin now?
Yeah, I don't really. I haven't played violin that much lately. I would like to pick it up again. Actually, I like the sound. I prefer the sound of a violin because it's much more soulful, but it's not an accompaniment instrument. So I could sing, and that kind of gave me an avenue to start singing and playing an instrument at the same time.
Kind of an accompany instrument. Like, they have them in various bands.
But try singing and playing violin at the same time. It's not like I can't accompany myself with a violin.
People always tell me to play flute and sing at the same time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wait, but how?
Exactly. You can, like, apparently you can, but you have to be like a Greek god or something. Like, it's just unheard of.
You have to hold your mouth in a certain way like that. And you can't actually sing.
I wish you could see what she's doing with her mouth, because
yeah, we need the visuals.
Think of like a bird, but sad. Like a sad bird. That's the face I was making just now.
It was like a little baby sad.
Strangely
bird.
Accurate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we're going to take another break because we can. And when we come back, do you guys want to do another song?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to set up for that. And you're listening to the Student Showcase. This is DJ Scout. And I'm here with Couch City Function. And we will be right back.
Is the liquid, then we're all dissolved in grain for solving problems. After it creates a problem, blame it on the Tito's. God, I need a scapegoat now. Why in the night sky are the lights hung?
Why is the earth moving round the sun? Floating in the vacuum with no purpose, not a one. Why in the night sky are the lights hung? Oh, 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 oh. Why is life made only for to end? Why do I do all this waiting then? Why this frightened part of me that's fated to pretend? Why is life made only for to end? Oh, 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 oh.
Hello again, and this is the Student Showcase with DJ Scout. We have Couch City Function with us, and they're going to play us another set, and I am way too excited right now for it because they're going to play us like three songs, right? Was it three?
Yeah.
Three songs, and I'm going to have them introduce each of them to you because I don't know the names of their songs, but it's going to be super fun. So I'm going to leave it up to them. Go ahead, you guys.
Okay, so this song that we're about to play is called Glove. It's me on guitar and vocals and Annabelle doing some backup vocals. Yeah, and here it goes.
As I take on this glass, and my heart will keep beating, might I be repeating mistakes of the past? Like my uncle's, his father, should I even bother to sip? Will I do? I was hardly convinced, but it worries me since the glove fits right on you. I'm frightened in my family too. La 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 la. So then why should I stay home tonight? Dizzy walks back and forth, but I'll sober, of course. And now I'm on a roll, and I argue and vomit, but still I can promise that I'm in control. Thank you.
I'm going to break the silence, but I am speechless besides what I'm saying. That was phenomenal. And I love you guys so much for letting me experience this with you, because my life is, I think, 10% better.
Hell yeah.
From each song. So it's like,
oh wow, so you're
just getting better.
So what, 10% after like a new 100% and then another 10%
and then another
10.
Oh, and then
my gosh.
And you guys are gonna play more for me. Mm-hmm. I feel serenaded and loved.
We can come to your house.
I would love that. Yeah. Just sit with me all the time.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna play you guys on repeat. Delete everything else from my iPod and just Couch City Function's all I need. I'll need you guys to function. All right, I'm gonna let you guys introduce your next song. Let's hear it.
I'm gonna give a check to see if the sounds are okay.
Let's do it.
Well.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
Is a mandolin,
let's turn.
We talked about before.
Go ahead.
Try.
Can you turn up the level on there? Is it on the highest there?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Try again. Yeah, that should be good, I think.
Yeah.
Cool. Alright, so this is a song called Mind. I was in London. I was just telling Julian about this. I was in London and I saw Mind Your Head. And so I thought, Mind Your Mind instead. Like when you're getting on the double decker buses, they have this little sign that says Mind Your Head. And I just thought it was a really odd way of putting it. So this is about collective consciousness. It's called Mind. And it's a song by me, but Kofi, of course, has completed it. When did it get hard to enjoy time on my own? Particles of stars join us, but I still feel alone. Moments so brief in time, still love and truth reside. Obsession is a crime, but damn if I won't make you mine. I mind your mind, I mind your mind, I mind your mind, minding mine. I mind your mind, I mind your mind, I mind your mind, minding mine. I mind your mind, I mind your mind, I mind your mind, minding mine. I mind your mind, I mind your mind, I mind your mind. There's someone I know in every pair of eyes that looks back at mine without disguise. So I can go to paradise in any pair of eyes. I can go wherever I like. When I mind your mind, I mind your mind, I mind your mind, minding mine. I mind your mind, I mind your mind, I mind your mind, minding mine. I mind your mind, I mind your mind, I mind your mind, minding mine. I mind your mind, I mind your mind, I mind your mind. How can all these trees sway with ease in the breeze when I know they've seen even more lively? How can all these trees sway with ease in the breeze when I know they've seen even more lively? How can all these trees sway with ease in the breeze when I know they've seen even more lively? How can all these trees sway with ease in the breeze when I know they've seen even more lively? I mind your mind, I mind your mind, I mind your mind, minding mine. I mind your mind, I mind your mind, I mind your mind, minding mine. I mind your mind, I mind your mind, I mind your mind, minding mine.
Mind your mind, mind your mind, mind your mind.
love you guys so much.
We'll give it.
Thank you.
I don't really know how clapping sounds on this thing. I keep trying it, hoping maybe it'll sound cool.
Maybe there's like a sweet spot if you just move your hands around.
It might
like
just be freaking out the computer.
Yeah, well, sorry, listeners.
That's okay. Hey, we have so many live listeners all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
And you want to tell me the story of this next song that you're going to play for us?
What is the next one we're doing? Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're going to do Brainwash. This is kind of a fun one. We played this at BSU, if anyone was at BSU event. And we had written it the day before. I kind of came up with a tune, and Kofi miraculously knew exactly what guitar part was supposed to go with it. So we're like, all right, cool. Let's just play this again tomorrow at the show.
That sounds like true band ship right there. Like friendship, but band ship, you know?
It's kind of a fun one. It's about homosexuality, actually, and it's for those, like, anyone who would be afraid to come out. There are all these, like, you know, sexy songs for everyone else with heterosexual love, so it's actually for, like, my dad had a good point about it. He was saying that it's kind of like, if you have inhibitions towards anything, like, it's come out and don't be afraid to do those things, so.
Well, yeah. Now I'm really excited.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll leave you guys to it.
You have acquired what testy desire with the trials and tribulations of an outlier that brand you as a scandal insecurities can't handle soul to soul, spirit to spirit, attuned to true to even hear it. Come out, come out, wherever you are as a daybreak, don't hesitate, you may marinate too long. Come out, come out, wherever you are, your delicious goodies deserve a boogie, so open that jar.
Talking like that, you can ruin the day.
Well, there's always something bigger at play.
But if you keep on talking like that, you can ruin the day.
I dream to erase cancer cells. I hate that invade the brain, wash the love away. I dream to erase cancer cells. I hate that invade the brain, wash the love away. Brain, wash the love away. Wash the love away. Brain, wash the love away. Brain, wash the love away. The love away. The love away. Don't forget to scrub behind your brain.
That's such a fun little song.
Thank you.
I love everything you guys do. You're amazing people. And that was fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm going to say we're going to take another break then.
Cool.
Because we can talk then and decide what we're going to do for the rest of the show. That's how it goes. And I actually feel bad now playing whatever's in my iPod because it's not going to be able to follow up we just had going. So thank you for listening. This is DJ Scout, and you're listening to Student Showcase. I'll be right back with my friends here, Couch City Function. We are back. This is DJ Scout on the Student Showcase with Couch City Function, and they are here for a few more minutes, and they're going to tell us a little bit more about their lives. What are you guys doing over the summer?
I'm super lucky to be going back to Europe. I studied abroad last semester, last year, like a year ago. And so I'm going to go revisit some friends there and family in the Netherlands and UK area, as well as Greece and probably Turkey as well. Traveling around.
Which one's your favorite? Which country?
Which place?
Which country?
Oh, that's difficult. I mean,
no, which friend?
Which friend? Yeah, that's even more difficult. Damn. I will be spending the most time in Greece, and I haven't seen the north eastern part, which is where I'll be going. So,
what's the northeastern part? I know someone from Cyprus.
Oh, that's more south, I believe.
South? I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like Thessaloniki, Alexandropolis, and
Do you know Greek?
No, I don't know.
I know mean faux Nazis.
No, I don't know.
It just means stop yelling.
Oh, that's a good thing to know. Yeah. They do yell a lot. So
there you go.
Often they're pretty loud. There's mean a vocal Nazis. About it. Yeah.
All right. And Kofi, what are your plans for the summer?
Since Annabelle and I have plans to go down to Los Angeles, my summer will be dedicated to figuring out how am I going to get to Los Angeles.
Are you guys living together over there? In LA? Or are you just both going to LA?
My dad lives there, so I'm going to be just living back at home. I have some younger siblings who I want to chill with and see before they actually go off into college themselves. And yeah, so.
Oh, well, they must be much, much younger than you then.
Yeah, they're way younger.
I say they're not even in school yet?
No, they're middle and high school.
Oh, age, okay.
So, yeah.
And Kofi, your plan is to just go to LA and figure it out later?
I mean, the plan is to figure it out over summer and be there by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people down there.
Man.
Yeah. I have many skills. I can make money.
Yeah, hey, I bet. I believe you. you can worst comes to worst, you just go play some homeless guitaring.
Exactly.
Homeless? Hell no. He's gonna be at my house.
Oh, he's gonna be your house. Okay, he won't even be home.
I mean, he won't be living there, but push come to shove, he could stay there all he wants.
He could live in Couch City again.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Couch City too.
Sorry about that. I was just coughing my face off. I do that a little bit. There's some dust in the room, and I'm kind of inhaling it now.
Hmm.
I'm very unhappy about it. But not about that right.
What was that?
Not about that right now. I'm going to say that's a good closing time for us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much for coming on. You were fantastic. If you guys want to hear them again, I would love it if you found me, because you know who I am. We'll play their music on the station because they're phenomenal. You've been listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Student Showcase with DJ Scout. These are my guests.
Annabelle McGinnis.
Kofi Sarabwaje.
And it's been great.
Thank you.
See you guys next week.